Well, let's speak now to the spokesperson for the Eastern Cape Liquor Board, Mgwebi Msiya, who joins us now. Mgwebi, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So you would have heard there from our reporter outside the tavern that the community in that area has been complaining for some time about this particular tavern, that they have been serving alcohol to people who are underage, but nothing has been done about it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mandy. Yes, indeed, we also got that when we met with the community yesterday and today, that they have actually been experiencing the non-compliance challenges with that liquor outlet. I think the biggest problem here is that the community, you know, they don't take responsibility often to report these cases to us as the Eastern Cape Liquor Board and SAPS for that matter. So I think that is the biggest challenge. Hence, we are emphasizing and urging them that they must always remember that they have got a recourse to report any cases of non-compliance by these liquor traders. I mean, so that we don't get into what we find ourselves now.
So, Mgwebi, just to clarify then, had the Eastern Cape Liquor Board received any complaints about this particular tavern?
And I'm saying no. We haven't. We haven't received complaints about this tavern. Remember, these complaints will be channeled either to us or SAPS. It could well be that, you know, SAPS would have received some. But from our point of view, we don't have any record of the man, you know, of the cases that we received. But we are not suggesting that there hasn't been any problems. There would have been problems, but the thing is, if they are not reported to us, there is very little we can do about them.
Is there a duty on the liquor board to be doing proactive inspections, to be going out to various taverns to check that they are abiding by their license expectations and regulations?
Yes, indeed. That's one of the responsibilities that we take as the Eastern Cape Liquor Board. It's actually part of our mandate that we should enforce compliance. So we do have liquor inspectors that are specifically, you know, doing that to go around, you know, inspecting these outlets and all that. I think the biggest challenge that we are confronted with as the liquor authority is that we are having very few number of liquor inspectors. I think at the moment we are having about 16 liquor inspectors that have to look after more than 7,500 liquor outlets in the province. So I think the problem of capacity, you know, makes it a little bit difficult for us. But we do have liquor inspectors that are actually responsible for monitoring, you know, compliance, going around the province, visiting these liquor outlets from time to time. In some instances, you know, coordinating the blitz operations where they make unannounced visits to these liquor outlets and so on, yes.
Mgwebi, you have to acknowledge then that there was a failure on the part of the Eastern Cape Liquor Board. Do you acknowledge some kind of culpability here in the loss of 21 teenagers' lives?
That is not how we see it. I think our biggest, you know, concern as the Eastern Cape Liquor Board is really the liquor trader. Because we have a program, Mandy, that we run where, you know, we from time to time we remind them about the importance of adhering to their trading conditions. But more than that, whenever we issue a liquor license, it has got these conditions that go with a liquor license, and one of them is that they must not sell alcohol to the minors. So we really are very much concerned with how this liquor trader actually failed to comply, how this liquor trader violated, you know, the regulations that they are supposed to observe.
Mgwebi, thank you very much for your time. Mgwebi Msiya, the Eastern Cape Liquor Board spokesperson, saying that it's not exactly their fault here. I think the sense that I'm getting from all of this is that everyone's blaming everybody else for what happened at this tavern. The owner has apologized. The police are investigating. The Eastern Cape Liquor Board says that they haven't got capacity. So who then needs to bear responsibility for all of these children's lives that have been lost? Well, that investigation is continuing. Brigadier Tembinkosi Kanana, the Eastern Cape Police spokesperson, gave an update on what's happening with that.
The SAPS detectives are currently busy working at the crime scene since yesterday as part of the ongoing process of the investigation. The SAPS humbly requests that the detectives be given sufficient space and time to conclude their investigation at an appropriate time. a formal pronouncement on the outcome of the investigation will be made available by the relevant authority.
That's the Eastern Cape Police spokesperson, Brigadier Temben Nkosi Kinana, giving an update there on that ongoing investigation.